Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue our journey of reading The Mystical Temple of God by St. Stanislaus of Jesus and Mary Papchinsky from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with chapter 15, part 1, pages 622 through 623. Chapter 15, The Windows of the Mystical Temple, part 1. They are ears. Why? As all things enter through doors, and only noise enters through windows from without, so words enter through the ears, not bodies. And yet, with words, a thing itself may penetrate, first seizing the imagination, then the other faculties with greatest ease, and may defile the altar itself. The Most Holy King of Jerusalem boasted that these windows of his temple were absolutely perfect when he sang, "Sacrifice an obligation you did not desire, but you made perfect ears for me." At Psalm 40, verse 7. Of course, those ears are perfect when they are open only to devout, salutary, virtuous, and beneficial discourses. They are barred against those that are vain, prying, slanderous, licentious, hardly religious, not to say blasphemous. There is a great cleanliness in that temple, and through its windows, not even flies, let alone birds, can enter. You will have a similar purity of heart and soul if you live with closed ears. You may be whiter than snow, purer than crystal, but you will be easily blackened if you lend an easy ear to all things. Once it was solemnly said, "Evil conversations corrupt good morals." That's from 1 Corinthians 15:33. How many men would be chaste and holy and not heretical if they perceived these evil conversations as the harpies which force themselves upon their mind through their ears, and they would either chase them away or flee from them. The apostle foresaw this when he wrote prophetically to his dearest, Timothy, about lax Christians in the following way: "For the time will come when people will not tolerate sound doctrine, but following their own desires and insatiable curiosity, will accumulate teachers and will stop listening to the truth and will be diverted to myths." That's from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. In the annals of the ancient fathers, it is related that a certain saint began a discourse among his followers about the words of God, but they began to fall asleep. However, when he began a witty story, they awoke and suddenly listened to his words with intense attention. Ah, wretched we are! While pious discourses and even sermons themselves weary us, we have taste of the things that are prying, fabled, harmful, detrimental. In this chapter, St. Stanislaus calls the ears the windows of the mystical temple. He explains that all things enter through doors, but only noise enters through the windows from outside. So the words that we hear enter through our ears. But when words enter, something may enter first into our imagination and then to our heart, which can thus defile the altar of our mystical temple. We want our ears to be open to holy things, which will bring us closer to God, and closed to other things which will lead us to sin, such as gossip, lies, sensuous temptations, curses, etc. We want to maintain the cleanliness of our temple, so we have to be careful what we allow in through the ears. This is called avoiding the near occasion of sin, being careful of what situations we let ourselves get involved in. If everyone at work is gossiping about someone, it is easy to get drawn into that. We need to devise some strategies to avoid it. St. Stanislaus speaks of people being bound by holy discourses, bored by holy discourses, but fascinated with witty stories. Well, this is probably why Jesus preached as he did, telling stories and parables with interesting twists to get people's attention and then to draw them in so that he could bring his lessons home to them. We can also be affected by the music that we listen to. The beat of the music can affect us, and often people aren't even aware of how they are being shaped and formed by the lyrics. Sometimes they don't even understand the lyrics, and yet, subliminally, the lyrics are working on them. So let's ask our guardian angels to help us to keep watch over our ears and what we allow into our hearts.